Can you have well-being without a sense of home?
Ah, that came from our table. I think we concluded that you couldn't, assuming that you had, if you interpreted as we were, a sense of home as being a positive construct. So, you know, the home being a place which is where your heart is, you know, which so therefore it impacts on your well-being. So no, we concluded that they were closely tied together. But beneath that, I think where we were going was a view that there were components of what you needed to make a home something positive, which included some of the things to do with, you know, material security, social connectedness, physically that the property is supportive, it's safe, you feel private, secure, you don't feel, you know, your neighbourhood is all of the things you might want, and that those are necessary for a home to be a positive, but not sufficient. So there's something else about the emotional relationship you have with the place you call home, which goes beyond a whole lot of those bits that you can tick the box about. Mm. And that's what we're not really grasping, I think, about that engagement that people need to have with their home for it to be that home.
Well, I was just thinking, in relation to your initial question, can you have well-being without a home, I wondered if there's an element of choice to that. So if it's something, if you've actively chosen to live a nomadic lifestyle, for example, or something like that, then if it's an active choice you're choosing and you feel in control of it, then perhaps you can. I suppose that's more of an extreme circumstance.